I would say that the vote was sort of retaliatory because the court ruling dissolved the parliament, and then it seems to the voters that power transfer would be definitely postponed, and they might end up with a president that belongs to the old regime. That's why even people who were not originally planning to vote for Morsi did vote for Morsi to make a statement that they will not accept the return of the old regime or the supremacy of the SCAF to continue more than 60 years of military rule to Egypt.
So Mr. Morsi getting the vote by default of sorts. Now, the ruling Armed Forces Supreme Council, as you know, has granted itself many of the powers the dissolved parliament normally exercises. If, in fact, Mohamed Morsi is officially certified and becomes president, how effective a president can he be?
Well, he would lack a lot of presidential powers because that was designed to be so by SCAF. Now the situation is turning to conflicting point between the Muslim Brotherhood and the political powers in Egypt versus the military council that's trying to extend its stay and even keep the status quo that Egypt went through for 60 years, which gave the military dominating role in the politics of Egypt. So at the end, it would be a compromise between the two because the new president cannot function as just a symbol of leadership without having any presidential powers.
Now, in the midst of all this, what about the young revolutionaries who were at the forefront of the effort that ended up toppling Hosni Mubarak from power? What is their position regarding a potential Morsi presidency under these circumstances?
They were put in a very dire situation because, first of all, most of them were arrested by SCAF and were tried by military courts. And the others were hoping that Egypt would go away from being ruled by the bad choice between the old regime and the Islamists. However, now they would have to pick the lesser of two evils. So they voted, some of them voted for Morsi, but they said we would still be in the opposition to ensure that Egypt would achieve the goals that people died for, which is freedom, social justice, and dignity.